Hi there, and welcome to the HVAC SEO PPC podcast. My name is William Payne, and I'm the president of HVAC SEO PPC. We're a digital agency that specializes in helping HVAC companies grow by getting their digital marketing and branding right. And when I say right, I mean making it so that you are the top of mind awareness in your geographic area when people are about to make a decision on hiring an HVAC company. And also making sure that the type of business you're attracting through these efforts are the most profitable jobs. We do this through a combination of traditional branding, digital strategies including SEO, pay-per-click, display, social, and Google Business Profile. And today we are going to talk about how to get customers for my HVAC business with a focus on keywords. So you may have found this podcast by searching how do I get customers for my HVAC business, which is a keyword that we're targeting with this podcast. It's pretty obvious that that's the case. It doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but it is what HVAC owners that are looking to grow their business are looking for. Those are terms that they're searching for, and we identified that using some tools that we're going to share today. So let's jump right into it. So how to get customers for my HVAC business keyword focus is we've got a list here of 20 different things that you should look at in order to drive organic traffic to your site for the keywords that people are searching for in your geographic area. So the first thing is to find the right keywords. If you don't know what people are searching for in your area, it's going to be really difficult for you to know what to optimize your website for. And you're not going to know, what's generating traffic, what is working. What are the people searching for that are you getting ready to make a decision on hiring an HVAC company? So let's talk about how you do that. There are a few tools out there that we use. There's a million tools. There's a few that we use. I think the key with tools is just find one that you like that's intuitive for you to use and then learn how to use it. And stick with it. The prices really vary on these things. We have some that we pay, under $100 a month for, and then there's some that we pay like $400 a month for. So just make sure that you're finding value in it. And, I always like to try out a tool for, a month or 3 months. I know they always offer if you buy it for a year, you're going to save 26% or something like that. And I get it, but I may not like that tool and I don't want to give them $1,200, or $3,600 if I am going to end up not using it in a month. So I'll usually go month to month for a while. And then if I really like it, I might pull the trigger on the annual thing. So, let's look at one of the ones that's free. It's actually provided by Google. It's trends.google.com. I actually have one open here, but we'll go back and start at the homepage. So this is, Google will tell you what people are searching for in your area. Not specific down to your particular municipality, unless you're in a really large metro market, which they do. But we're going to just put in AC repair in here and hit return, and it's going to bring up the searches. So you can see, it's no surprise, the searches start going up in April. Here in Florida, we actually just had our first 90 degree day in East Central Florida. And it's the 3rd of March when I'm taping this, which is really early for us. We usually don't see a 90 degree day till later in the month. And it didn't used to be March, but here it's getting hot real early this year. Most places it doesn't. So you see that the searches start peaking in June. And that makes sense. I mean, obviously it's hot all through the rest of the season, but people probably first notice that their air conditioning is not working at the beginning of the season, or the majority of people. So then you can see it tapers off into the shoulder of the season until it kind of drops off into, December, toward the end of the year. So one of the other important things to look at is that people don't always search for the same terms in the same region. So in Florida, AC repair is a really popular search. Louisiana, AC repair is really popular. Texas, it's really popular. Arizona, but it's dropping off, and you can see it keeps going down and down and down. So if you're in someplace else, you may want to say, well, if you don't see your state in those top five, you might try a different search. So we're going to do HVAC repair. And it turns out HVAC repair is best in Kansas. And let's see where Florida is in this list. Florida. Did I miss this? Nope. There we are. 28. We're 28th in this list. So people do not use the phrase HVAC in Florida, but they do in Kansas. They do a little bit in Delaware. That's a pretty big jump though. If I was going down to 80, I would probably try some other terms and see if I could get a better search for Delaware, South Carolina, Tennessee, North Carolina. But this is a great, really free tool, and I won't go too far into it, but that you can use to try to identify what keywords people are searching for in your area. But obviously, it's impossible to do an exhaustive search for everything that somebody might be thinking of that they would search for. Fortunately, there are other tools for that. So let's look at one of those. So this is a tool called SEMrush and SEMrush, and it's particularly for search engine marketing, which is why it's called SEMrush, which is usually, you know, paid pay-per-click advertising. But you can use it for organic terms just as well. And what they do is you can type in sort of a term that you say, okay, I want to search for this, and it will actually return a bunch of related terms. And so if you do five terms that you think are appropriate for people that are searching in your area, you can bring up, you can populate a list. I've got a list of, I think it's like 30 here or something like that, that we're putting together for a new client. And it's, well, let's just say a potential new client. And we look for these to see, okay, how much volume is there? This is how many people are searching for it. So we've got it backwards. So it starts at zero. So AC repair, Sylacauga, it's not a lot of people are searching for that. AC replacement, Birmingham, there are some more people searching for that. And while 10 is not a huge number, if you're talking about an area like Birmingham, that might be enough to really target that keyword. And it may not be that difficult to rank for that. And the way that you know how difficult it is to rank for it is looking at the keyword difficulty right here. And so, these are all NA, 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 because there's just not enough data on them probably. But here we have Birmingham air conditioning installation, and it has a keyword difficulty of 4. And it's saying very easy. And so Birmingham air conditioning installation is not something that competitors in Birmingham are, or that anyone in Birmingham is apparently really trying to compete for. And so we can say, all right, you know, it has a keyword difficulty of 4, and which is a competitive metric, which is why I keep saying that. Sorry about that. But we're going to say, okay, we're going to put that on our hit list. You know, the cost per click on this, which is kind of up here at the top. Let me see if I can get that into the screen. There we go. So, cost per click where was the one with the 4? $17.95. And so if you were to start a pay-per-click campaign and target this as a keyword, for you to get a click on it, you would probably be willing to pay $18 or $17.95 in order to get yourself into the auction. And I won't get into the whole auction thing in pay-per-click. We can do that on another episode of the podcast. But just suffice it to say, this is an $18 keyword. And so if you can create organic content on your site, which again, well, actually I didn't mention in this podcast, I've mentioned it before, but if this is the first one that you've listened to, organic is the free results. And so when you get into the Google business, you know, or Google results page, and you've typed in AC repair, you know, the first three links are going to be paid, or right now it's 3. It changes all the time. There used to be a whole sidebar over there and stuff like that. But right now it's just 3. And they say add next to them. And that's going to be the people that are paying this $17.95 or saying they are willing to pay for the click, but you actually don't pay until somebody clicks on your ad. But the ones below that are the organic results. And those are the ones that are there free just because somebody put together some content on their website that was useful for people. It was well search engine optimized, which we're going to run through all the different things you have to do on your on-page content in order to make sure that it's going to rank well in Google. And it's specifically Google. All of them have similar algorithms. Bing just released, they just pointed an artificial intelligence called ChatGPT. They plugged it into to Bing. And so Bing may become more relevant going forward. We're still kind of waiting to see in the search engine game if that's going to be a thing. But for right now, it's still Google. They are the, you know, 800-pound gorilla, so to speak. And so, you know, that's who we're going to try to optimize for. And you know, there's been a lot of really smart people that have just gone through Google and done a ton of research and written software like this website, SEMrush, to help us figure out what it is that people are searching for, how much we need to spend. Is it worth trying to rank for this thing? That's another thing that's worth saying over here. So the intent column here means what are people trying to do when they search for our sweet little low hanging fruit here, Birmingham air conditioning installation. And this is commercial, which means they are getting ready to, they want to investigate a brand or service. There's another one, which I don't see here. The only two that we target are commercial and transactional, which transactional is essentially kind of the same as commercial. It basically means that they're getting ready to spend money. They're getting ready to hire somebody. The other two are navigational and informational, and I think those kind of speak for themselves. It's generally people that are just looking for information on something. So they may, their air conditioning, maybe it's making a funny noise, or, you know, maybe they want to find out about becoming a certified air conditioning contractor, and they're researching where they can go to school, what the job market looks like, things like that. That would be an informational search. So we don't target those because it's not people that are, you know, actively searching for the product. So what we do is we go through when we're building this initial list for a client, that when we onboard them, is we go out and find these things that we feel like we can compete for pretty early on. And then we build that, we build a website in such a way, or if they have an existing website, it looks like it's going to convert. And you can look back at one of the other podcasts and see what we talk about is a high converting website. But we're going to start optimizing that website for these keywords. Now, if we ideally want access to the website so that we can make the changes that we're going to talk about today. If we can't get access to the website for some reason, we can do it with just off page, but it really ties the hands of the SEO team. And we prefer, if at all possible, to get access to the back end. Most of the sites these days are WordPress. There's a handful of other ones that are kind of out there that aren't WordPress, but 99% of the time these days are WordPress. And so we just get credentials into the WordPress, and we can go in and start doing our thing, creating content, you know, reworking the website and doing all the different things that we're going to talk about today. So as long as we're talking about keyword keyword difficulty, here's one that kind of jumps up. So we're still in easy here. This is not, you know, these are very easy. These are easy. These become possible. And then it just becomes really difficult, and that you've got to have all kinds of stuff in order to rank for it. And that's not to say you can't do it, but it just usually means that you shouldn't start with those, because you're not going to be getting a lot of traffic right out of the gate. You're going to spend months or years. You know, when I really first started, you know, doing continuing education on search engine optimization, when it started becoming really much more complex about, I don't know, 10 or 12, 15 years ago, something like that. There was a website out there. I don't remember which one it was, but it was put together by a person that was trying to become, a search engine guru. And he said right out front, you know, there was so much traffic and so much noise in the SEO space online, that he expected it to take 3 years for him to even start kind of appearing in search results. And this is somebody that was so good at search engine optimization that they were making it their business to sell SEO to other companies like us, or sell training to us. And so it can be really difficult if you have a super competitive keyword. I'll just resort this the other way. And because we have all of these are have a geographic in them, that reduces the amount of, you know, the difficulty that they're going to be. But these can go to straight up red, and it's like in the 90s, and you're really, really going to have to work. Your SEO team or our SEO team is really going to have to work for that. So we push those farther down. We might say, okay, we're going to pay for those keywords, but we're probably not going to put those at the top of the punch list for the keywords that we're going to target organically out front. We're going to go for these green guys, these low hanging fruit. And if you look at the volume, you know, 20, 30 is 50. So 80, that's 150, I think. Yeah. So 150, 220, 310. And then we got 170 right here with a 28. So that's a really sweet one. We might actually target that one first. So what did I say? 310. So 480. So you've got 500 people here basically every month. And that's what this is. This is a month's worth of searches. Every month, 500 people are looking for these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 keywords. So if you just targeted those 7 keywords that all have a reasonable, ability to rank for these things, you could be the first organic result in front of 500 different people every month. If you figure even if it was a 2% close rate, right? Which, you know, click through, like you've got X amount click through and then X amount, you know, actually call you and initiate you to do business. Let's say it's 2%. You're talking about 10 new customers that you wouldn't have gotten before. and it's not costing you anything, and it's 24/7. And so it happens, you know, because the AC goes out in the middle of the night, they get on their iPhone and your site comes up and they call and they leave a voicemail, or they talk to your answering service or whatever it is. And, or if you have 24/7 service, you know, you may be able to come out and service them. But this is going to be going on day in, day out, and all the time. And it's stuff that you didn't. And some of these chances are going to turn into replacements. And so, you know, most of our customers on an average replacement are probably, you know, have a gross profit of like $3,500. So if you're spending, say, you know, $5,000 a month between pay-per-click and, you know, like paying an SEO team or doing it yourself or, you know, whatever it is, hiring a company like ours, HVACSEOPPC.com to do this, you just get a couple of these calls and you're good. You know, your month is paid for, and everything after that is gravy. And the chances are you're going to get a lot more than that. And that's a really good investment. And that's the kind of thing every business owner is looking for, is those, you know, those services. It's like having a good accountant, you know, that yes, they're expensive, but you know, they're probably paying for themselves and then some. And that's certainly what my company does. Is, you know, our services pay for themselves in phone calls and new business. And so we're going to make you more money than you're paying us, and you're never going to fire us. And that's, you know, that's the reason that we do that, is, it leads to job security and long-term relationships with clients, which we really like. And we love, you know, we love helping HVAC and home services companies grow, you know, because it's just, you know, who doesn't like to see their business grow and be healthy. And, you know, it's just a win for everybody. And our customers are, you know, our clients are doing good work for their customers. And so, you know, it's a win all the way around. So anyway, so let's get on to, so these, we talked about the keyword. These are two keyword tools that you can use, Google Trends and then, SEMrush is what this one is. So let's jump back over to our list of stuff that we're doing. And so, we're going to talk about negative keywords. So you found all the right keywords, but now you want to go in and you want to say, I don't want to target XYZ keywords, you know, and the ones that probably jump right out to me would be automotive, right? If you're in the air conditioning business and somebody's looking for AC repair or AC replacement, there is a large percentage of those people that are looking for AC replacement on their vehicle. So they're looking for AC replacement Acura, AC replacement Honda, AC replacement Ford, AC replacement Chevy. And you don't want to target those people, obviously, because we're trying to get people that are replacing air conditioners in their home. So you have to kind of stay on top of Google every month, and they will really try every month to show your content to people that are searching, because it'll say AC repair. And so they say, okay, it says AC repair. These guys, they want to appear in AC repair. This specifically, by the way, I should say, I kind of jumped into pay-per-click here, which is kind of outside of the realm of this, but this is an important thing that a lot of business owners don't know. So I always like to talk about it when I'm talking about keywords. This is not something that you really have to do for organic on your website. But if you are doing a pay-per-click campaign, which you really, really should be, and you honestly, I feel like you really need to hire a pro to do it, because it's complicated and you can waste a lot of money if you don't know what you're doing. But I'm just gonna throw this in real quick. We're not gonna stay on it for long, but I do want to show negative keywords, and we have a negative keyword list. And so here's what a negative keyword list looks like for an HVAC customer that we have. Oops, I just lost it. Oh, there it is. Okay, so here we go. So the first thing that we have in here is we've got a bunch of their competitors listed by name. But one of the other things that we're going to see in here, automobile, auto. Let's go down to see if we can get like Toyota or somebody like that. Yeah, there's Toyota. Tire Tampa. They're not in Tampa. So things like that, sometimes there will be somebody here locally that's searching for AC repair Tampa because they have like their kids in college over there or something like that. Positions is in there in a bunch of different ad groups. That means that somebody's looking for a job. These guys are not particular, they're not hiring right now. Or actually, that's not true. They are hiring right now, but they don't want to pay for anybody to click on those things. And so they're not going to pay for somebody to come in. We do organic to get them potential prospects, which we can do for you. If you're, you know, that's one of the things that we love to see is when we start working with a company and then they call us 3 months into our engagement with them and they say, hey, I want you to put a, you know, hiring all positions on my website, because they're, you know, they're just so busy that they have to hire some new techs and they want to hire a customer service rep and stuff like that. So that's, so if you hear the sirens back there, I think those are sirens that I'm hearing. Yeah. So we are in, this is right in the middle of bike week in Daytona Beach, if anybody knows what that is. And unfortunately we are a quiet little neighborhood, except for when bike week comes around. It comes around in February or March, and it comes around in October. And, we have a lot more traffic and we have a lot of motorcycles. And so I hope whatever those sirens are doing, I hope everybody's okay. It's just nothing serious. So this is an example of negative keywords. You can try to target your competition's keywords. We generally don't. We generally, when those come in, we know that they have a service agreement with them or something like that. We're not trying to poach business away from them. We don't have to. You know, our clients, I know, get really mad when they see their competitors come up for their business name. And so we'll talk to the client. If you want to do it, we're fine. You know, we're totally agnostic to it. It does not matter to us. Most of our clients don't want to do that. And so, this is what we end up doing is we end up putting them in, you know, a negative keyword list. So, all right. So now let's go back to our little doc here. Okay, so let's get into what actually you have to do on your website in order to search engine optimize it. And this is a little bit technical, but if you have a current website and you want to go in and see, is this stuff being done, or for you have someone that's, you know, that you're already hiring and, you know, you want to put them with this podcast. They probably, if they do a good job, they may already know this, but you know, stuff changes all the time. And so, as a business owner, I certainly for myself would want to know, is this stuff being done right? And if you're, you know, if you look at this and you say, oh my gosh, I have no idea how to do this, call me. You know, go to the website, hvacseoppc.com. And it's hvacseoppc.com. And, give me a call. Our phone number's on there, and, you know, and let's sit down and talk. I want to talk to you and kind of see where you're at in your business. And then, you know, and then we'll take a look and we'll put together one of these keyword lists for you, and we'll find competitors and we'll see if it's going to be a good fit. And no pressure. It's not, you know, I hope it comes across that I'm not a super high pressure guy. It's, you know, we want to work with customers that we like and that like us, and I don't want to feel like anybody's forced to work with us. So let's jump right in. So the meta title, these three right here are kind of the bread and butter of what made Google Google. When the guys that figured out Google, you know, they figured out that there was going to be a zillion websites out there and there wasn't really any kind of a directory, they started looking for stuff that they could identify on a website that people don't really see. This stuff is in there for machines to look at, and for screen readers to look at, and things like that. So if you're visually impaired, you're going to use something like a screen reader, and it's going to go through. There's a lot of stuff that's built into websites that is specific to people that have visual disabilities. And so, meta title, meta description, meta keywords. It used to be meta keywords was number one, like in 1998 or something like that. The first time that I really kind of became aware of search engine optimization, you really could just put a bunch of keywords in your meta keyword listing, and that was it. Boom. You were like first page. And then if you did a little bit of on page, like you wrote a bunch of content that just like spammed those keywords over and over again, it was like shooting fish in a barrel. And it's not really like that anymore. Unfortunately, Google saw that they were getting gamed, and it was way too easy for people. The analogy I always make is they're selling fake Rolexes, and you know, the day that Google's search results are filled with fraudulent websites is the day that people stop using Google, and that's bad for their business. And so they want to make sure that they are given good legitimate results, and that you're going to be happy with you know, the quality of the websites and the responsiveness and things like that, and all of the stuff that we sort of, you know, talk about doing. It's all about signaling to Google, but also signaling to a potential customer that you are an active participant in this conversation. You know, that's why we always say put the happy Valentine's, happy St. Patty's Day. I think we're doing right now for a lot of our HVAC companies. We're actually doing, I think for most of our HVAC companies, this is March of 2023 that I'm doing this, and it's the first day of spring is coming up in a couple of weeks. And so pretty much on all their sites, we're putting, hey, first day of spring, you know, and then on their Facebook and social profiles, we're going to say, hey, you know, think about cleaning your ducts. If you guys clean ducts, we'll say, hey, think about doing a tune up. It's going to start to getting hot here. And you want to make sure that your AC is ready to perform and, you know, keep your house comfortable. And so first day of spring is really appropriate for HVAC companies. So the meta title, you want to go back to your keyword list and you want to identify what's my keyword that I want to put in here. So let me get my keyword list back here. There it is. Okay, so we're going to grab this one. We're going to say we're going to write a meta title for Birmingham air conditioning installation. And so that needs to actually appear in your meta title, and it should be right at the front, Birmingham air conditioning, you know, replacement or whatever it was I said. And, you know, write a title. That is actually what appears in the search engine results. So when you see search engine results for that, and we can go ahead and bring one of those up. So AC repair ham. Okay, so let's look at these results here. Oh my gosh, it's almost impossible to grab anything anymore. The buttons everywhere. Okay, so here are our so we got one source error is the first one that comes up, and air conditioning repair services in Birmingham. You can see that's pretty close to the search term that we were looking for. This is the meta description. This is the meta title. The meta keywords are not actually in here anymore. They actually were at one time in Google results. If those of you that were Google, you know, really paying attention to Google 20, 25 years ago, you would have seen a bunch of keywords down here that they listed, but they don't do that anymore. So this is the description right here the meta description that we're talking about. So let's get back over here. So meta title and meta description, those were those two things that populated the search results there. Meta title and meta description, those two are still super important to Google. There's a million other things. Actually, it's not a million. There's something just got leaked the other day. A search engine in Russia, which people think was probably largely ripped off from Google somehow. Cyber espionage stuff, I think. Their algorithm got leaked, and it turns out there are 2,000 different things that Google, or Yandex anyway, and probably Google too, uses to determine what the ranking of your website is. There's a zillion of those, which is why it's a business basically to kind of keep track of this stuff and to, you know, to kind of know how to do it to make you rank well. Meta title, meta description, you got to figure Google became one of the biggest companies in the world with that original algorithm. It makes sense that they're not going to scrap it and go right back to the drawing board. So the stuff that was originally in there, they've been saying for 15 years probably that keywords are no longer something that they look at, but it doesn't hurt to leave them in there. It's an algorithm. There's a zillion things that are being looked at, 2,000 things that are being looked at. And so put the keywords in there. It just takes a minute. And don't make them the same on every page. You want to make them specific to the keyword, you know, the keyword phrase that we're looking for. So those are the three meta things that you want to kind of get right out front is your title, your description, and your keywords. Those are three easy ones. It just takes a few minutes. I should say, by the way, if you ever want to look at this kind of thing, and so we'll go to these guys, and this is a free click. And so it's not like these guys are paying for this. And so I don't feel bad about doing it. So you can right click, somewhere on the page, and you can say view page source, and you can see these things. And so let's see if we can find them. Let's see. Let me get the description. You see all the meta stuff here. So there's meta description, 24-hour air conditioning repair service in Birmingham. Here's the title, 24-hour air conditioning in Birmingham. So you can see what those things are in there. So just remember, just right click on stuff and it'll show you what those things are. And again, you know, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, get me on the phone and I'm certainly happy to sit down and kind of walk you through it. So let's go back to our list. So now we're going to talk about your URL. Now, obviously, if you have a website already, your URL is already a done deal and you should not change it. We have one of our longest time HVAC customers. They were actually our first HVAC customer. They are a 95-year-old company, and they started out as a Gulf Oil distributor. They were on the river here in Ormond, and they did did oil and gas and, you know, things like that, propane, kerosene, fuel oil. And obviously when air conditioning came along, they did that as well. And so they've been doing air conditioning for a long time too, but their name still has oil in it. And their domain name still has oil in it. And they came to us and said, hey, we're changing the name of the company. It's no longer going to be oil. It's going to be, you know, AC heat. They also do propane and generators, whole home generators. And they said, you know, should we change our website? And the answer was absolutely not. You know, your website has what's called domain authority. We're not going to get into that. But the longer your domain name has been around, the more trusted it is by search engines. And so you should keep it unless it's really, really inappropriate to your business. Then you can change it. And if you're going to change your primary domain name, I would recommend working with a professional and making sure that you're getting it done right. You're probably going to spool up a new website with a new domain name and completely new content. You don't want a bunch of duplicate content out there. And then once that website starts kind of getting traction, you can kind of sunset the other one. But I would still, honestly, I would still keep the thing open and I would probably do what are called redirects, but that's really complicated stuff. So if you're going to do that, if it's really necessary for you to do it, I would definitely consider reaching out and hiring a professional like HVACSEOPPC.com, not to toot my own horn too much, but we do this and we do know what we're talking about. So those three, so how to get customers for my HVAC business or HVAC, how to get customers for my HVAC business, keyword focus, these are your URL things, right? So your domain name, really what that means is if you're doing this post for Birmingham, AC repair. And let's see, we go back. Well, I don't think I have those guys. Do I have those guys open anymore? I don't. So, the domain name would be something like yourdomain.com is going to be standard across the board, but then there's going to be a slash and there's going to be what's called a slug. And it should really probably be those keywords is generally what you want it to be. So, you want to make it AC repair Birmingham or whatever that keyword was that we identified as being what we were using as our primary keyword for this page. It's just going to be AC-repair-Birmingham is what your slug is going to be. You should use dashes and not underscores. That a few years ago, that became the thing. It used to be underscores. So that's going to be your domain name. It's going to be the end of the domain name that points to the particular page. Cause chances are you're not going to rank from your main page for this thing, you're going to rank from one of your secondary pages that targets this existing little keyword. So the folder name, you might have something as a couple of slashes in there. So it might be yourdomainname.com/Birmingham/AC-repair-Birmingham might be another way that you do it. The page name, again, that's the last part of the URL. So the URL as a whole. And then the link anchor text is one of the things that's worth talking about. So there's two things that you want to do. Well, there's several things that you want to do when you create the content. I mean, you know, you want to write good content. We're going to get to that. But when the page is done and it's all optimized for your keyword, you're going to want to link to it from another page on your site. Ideally, you want to link to it from another. So if there's like an electrician that you refer a lot of business back and forth to, you can reach out to them and say, hey, would you mind linking to this new page for AC Repair Birmingham? And chances are they're going to say yes if you guys do business together all the time. And you want that link to not be click here, which was super common, 20 years ago. But what you want it to be now is you want it to be AC Repair Birmingham. And that should be your little underlined link on their site or on your site from another page that links into this page. Because the more kind of links that you have going around and doing different things, the higher that you're going to rank in search engines for the reasons in that algorithm that, only really Google knows for sure. So those are the three things that you really want to think about. Just really the kind of the main thing that most people are going to think about is going to be the page name as it relates to the domain name and then the link anchor text. So let's talk about images. So, you're going to want to put an image in there. You're going to want to have what's called alt text. This goes back to, that what a visually impaired user is going to find. And again, this is for the people that are joining late, right? It's how to get business for my HVAC business or how to get customers for my HVAC business. So how to get customers for my HVAC business, images, the alt text. And so if you're using one of those screen readers that we talked about before, you kind of tab through a website using a screen reader And it just hops from one thing to the next. It'll hop from nav item to nav item to nav item to nav item. Then it'll go to headlines from in descending order. And it'll, if it hits an image, it will read the alt text for that image. And in this case, it will, you want it to be AC repair, Birmingham, you know, and then your business name and, you know, something else. Basically, you want it to see or appear in there naturally. So that it would still read to somebody that was visually impaired, because you want them to be able to know what it is. They are using a screen reader, but you definitely have to get that keyword in there, AC Repair Birmingham. So, the image title is another thing. It's another one of those kind of hidden things that you don't see. And we could inspect Element again and I could show you that, but just trust me. It's that gobbledygook of content that's behind the scenes that builds a web page. That'll let that text. There's an alt text and there's a title. So put a title in there, which has the name. This one I see overlooked all the time. I cannot believe the size of companies that I see from time to time that don't do this. They'll post an image to their website, to Facebook, to Google Business Profile, and the file name is still whatever it was on their phone, IMG2047 or whatever it is. That is a really wasted opportunity. All of the search engines, they're vacuuming up every single piece of content that they can figure out about your company, you know, because this is just a machine that's trying to learn what your business does based on its website. Any place that you can reasonably put in keywords, put them in. And so if you have a picture on this page that is got the alt text and the title, it should also be ac-repair-birmingham.jpg is what it should be. Because it just reinforces that keyword for this page. And it should only be on this page. You shouldn't use that on other pages because it's going to confuse the search engines. And then finally the image thing is metadata. And this is a little bit fussy. But basically if you're taking a picture with your phone of a good looking, you know, outdoor unit or a really nice looking clean garage with an indoor unit in it. And your sticker on the side where they can see it, right? So you want to get that brand in there. That you can put geographic information in there in the terms of longitude and latitude. Your phone does it. Generally, most phones do it automatically. When they get on the internet, when they get to Facebook or they get to Google Business Profile, it gets stripped out for privacy purposes. When this was first out there, there was a celebrity that posted a picture of their truck in front of their house, and some enterprising person that knew that it might be in there looked at it. And they found their longitude and latitude, and this celebrity had a mob of people around their house within, I don't know, an hour or something like that. It was crazy how things like that happen on the internet. And so the technology companies now strip it out, but there's a very good chance that they're reading that information and putting it in your profile in their database. And so this is pretty particular. It's going to be hard for most sort of lay people to do this, but I would say, you know, if you can, I think what we use is, I think Lightroom, Adobe Lightroom, which is a photography editing software, a photo editing software that's kind of like Photoshop, but kind of not like Photoshop. It allows you to put longitude and latitude in there in bulk, actually. And it's pretty easy. You can actually select a whole big group of things and you can drag it over to a map onto a location and poof, it automatically gets that longitude geographic information pushed into the photo, which is awesome. It's way, way faster than having to do it manually and copying and pasting. So those are the four things. You want the alt text, the title, the file name, and the metadata all to be appropriate to, you know, what you're trying to get across, the keyword that you're trying to rank for. So, number 10 on how to get customers for my HVAC business or how to get customers for my HVAC business with a focus on keywords is the content is an introduction. Your introduction, your main content and your summary, right? So this is just like English class when I was in high school and junior high. You know, you want to structure a nice article that is helpful. You don't want to just have something that spams the keyword over and over again, because that's called keyword stuffing. The search engines have recognized what it is, particularly Google, and they will not rank you if you put your keyword in there too much. And so what you're shooting for is under 2%. And so if you've got a thousand words in your article, your keyword should appear in there 20 times, and it should appear only once, and it's in an H1. and we'll get to that later on in the, down our list here. And then it should appear in H2s, H3s, like sort of lower tier headers. And then it should appear in your paragraph content as well. So just like the body copy. So you write an introduction. The content should start with an H1, and it should start with, which is a headline. And it's a particular kind of headline. And you want to have the keywords exactly in the headline. And you also want it to try to be readable if you can. So something along the lines of, if you're searching for AC Repair Birmingham, you've come to the right place, or something like that. It reads naturally, but you've also got the keyword right there in the H1. And then at the beginning of your content, as early in the introduction as you can get it in there, put AC Repair Birmingham in there. Again, you want it to read naturally. You don't want it to just be AC Repair Birmingham, period. And then, and then start an actual normal sentence. Try to get it in that normal sentence, but get it in that first sentence and get it as close to the beginning of that first sentence as you can. The main content, again, we have tools, by the way, for this. The one that we use right now is Rank Math. It allows us to write keyword specific content, and it grades us in real time. And so it'll tell us all the different sort of check marks and metrics that we have to meet. Alt tags in your image, H1s, what the percentage of times that your keyword is in your content. Is it in your meta description? Is it in your meta title? This does that for us in real time. It makes it easier for us to kind of keep tabs on that while we're writing. So your main content, you want to have AC Repair Birmingham as up to 2% of the times in your content. Not more than that. That is true that this Rank Math little artificial intelligence thing that we use. There are others, by the way. I think there's probably at least 10 of them that you can put on a WordPress site as a plugin that'll do this for you. Yoast is another one, Yoast. That we used to use. We like Rank Math better because it works with the builder that we use, the website builder that we use. So you want to put your keyword in there and then just turn all those lights green. That's what we tell our content creators when we're training them, is just bring that little dashboard up and just one by one, check those little boxes and make all those things green. And if you have the keyword in there too many times, more than 2%, it'll actually turn red and say, hey, don't do that. That's a bad idea. Your keyword stuffing. So, and you go down to a content summary, which again is, it's just like it was in high school. They say what you're going to say, then say it, and then, repeat what you said. That's basically introduction, main content, and the summary. And you want to shoot for between 600 and 800 words typically. The software that we use, Rank Math, has a little artificial intelligence thing that's even inside of the artificial intelligence. And it will tell you exactly how many, what kind of range of words that you should have. But 600 to 800 words seems to be kind of the sweet spot. And so I would say, shoot for that. I can knock out 600 words a lot faster on AC Repair Birmingham than you would think. Once you kind of learn how to write these things, it's really not that bad. So, the content intent. So one of the things that Google always says is they want your content to be useful. And this is useful for something because they think other people are going to link to it and stuff like that. And you're going to be putting blogs and CNN's going to pick it up and whatever. I really think I don't think it's really that reasonable for most HVAC or home services companies to be able to write something that's really, really useful for an average person that they're going to refer back to it, like a how to change your oil or something like that. Cause it's just not, the services that most home services companies are providing are not really do it yourself kind of stuff. Anyway, short of changing their filter and sucking out their drip line, there's really not much a homeowner ought to be doing or on their HVAC unit. Cause they could electrocute themselves for one thing. So, it's hard really to have stuff that's kind of like that. You hear that all the time, but it's not, in the SEO world, it is. You can do things that talk about different tools, and you can do sort of tutorials and things like that that have a tremendous amount of value for other people, other SEO people that are trying to like determine what toolkit they have and increase their skill set. It's not that easy in the HVAC world. So I don't worry about it too much. I just try to make it. Like we'll do like a top three reasons that the top three things to look for when you're hiring an HVAC company for your AC Repair Birmingham. It's a little stilted. We'd probably do a little better than that. But you get the idea. And then we'll enumerate the things. You know, you want fast service. You want, you know, you want certified technicians. You want to know that they're not trying to sell you the most expensive service. You know, you can trust us. We're just trying to solve your problem because we know that the relationship with the customer is worth a lot more than us putting in a system and you finding out it was not necessary. And, you're never going to call us again. And so we're going to be more successful. I shouldn't say we're going to make a lot of money, but we're going to be more successful as a company if we're doing the right thing and we're concerned about getting the correct repair for you. So that is what we focus on. And then, you know, so it's going to be responsive because if somebody's AC is not working, they want you out there today, you know, then it's going to be certified technicians. It's going to be, look, we're doing a good job. And then it's going to be service. You're going to be super happy with us. We're going to answer the phone with a smile. And from the moment you call us until the technician is leaving your driveway, you're going to be polite, professional, courteous, you know, yada, yada, yada. Those are really the kind of main things I think that people are concerned about, you know, when they're calling an HVAC company. Content length, we talked about that. It should be between 600 and 800 words. There's something called cornerstone content. Those things are supposed to be like 2,500 words. It can be tough to get AC Repair Birmingham to 2,500 words, but it's possible. And if you're only going to have one of these on your site, you could consider doing it as cornerstone content. You know, in most cases, our SEO team, if our copywriters are constantly put on to put 2,500 words on, you know, AC repair near me, you know, AC installation near me, you know, all the different ones, they're going to tear their hair out. And so it's kind of a give and take. And the SEO team, they can really knock it out of the park, with 600 to 800 words. And so that's all they ask for. They ask for 600 to 800 words and they want a rank math score of over 80. And I think most of the content creators we have can routinely get to 90 in the rank math stuff. And so, you know, a 90 and a 625 word article, our SEO guys, they take it and run and they'll get you ranked. So they're awesome. Okay. So let's talk about header tags in our list of how to get customers. How do I get customers for my HVAC business with a focus on keywords, or how do I get customers for my HVAC business with a keyword focus? And so the header tags, H1 is there should only be one H1 on your page. As long as this has been a rule with Google, and it has been a rule for a long time that you should only have one H1 tag because it makes it confusing for them, for the algorithm to figure out, well, what's this page really about? Is it about this H1, which is supposed to be the most important headline? Or is it this other H1? And if you think about, like, you know, back when newspapers were a thing, you wouldn't see two identically sized headlines on the front page of a paper because you would be like, well, what is this article about? You know, and that's exactly the reason that it confuses the search engines, is because they're like, well, what is this page about? Is it about headline one or is it about the other headline one? So only have one of these. And that headline, that H1, it should absolutely, it should be bigger. It should be, you know, like bigger than the rest of the text. That's one of the things that they look at. Or at least, I don't know, last time I checked, they did. They change this stuff all the time. But you definitely, I do know for sure that you have to have an H1. From a usability standpoint, it should be a little bit bigger than the rest of the text, a little bit bolder, maybe a different font, maybe a different color. That there's only one of them and it absolutely has to contain your keyword. And ideally it contains your keyword is the first words in the H1. But if it's not possible to do that in natural sounding English, make it sound natural because people are still going to end up on this page and you don't want to make it look like it was written by a robot because that could kind of turn them off. And then your next ones is your header tags H2 through H6. And so if you're using a tool like Yoast or Rank Math, they're going to be prompting you as you write this content to say, hey, you know, you've got your keyword is in there enough times, but you need to add it through to a few more, you know, like subheadings is I think what it calls them in that particular tool. And, you know, if I'm doing the writing, which I do occasionally, sometimes I'll write it and I'll get that little warning. I'm like, oh, and I'll go back to one of my paragraphs and I'll find the beginning of a paragraph. I'm like, you know what? That could totally be a subhead. And so I'll just, you know, hit a return, a hard return in there. I'll break it down. I select it and I turn it into an H2. And I do that a couple of times and it turns that little checkbox green and I've made the artificial intelligence happy and I move on to the next thing. So those are kind of the main things that we look at when we're kind of answering the question, how do I get business for my HVAC? How do I get customers for my HVAC business? Or how do I get customers for my HVAC business? when it relates to keywords. Again, this stuff is kind of technical, but if you are a really roll it up your sleeves, do it yourselfer, or you are just starting out, you know, that you've just got one truck and it's you and you're answering the phone and you're doing the installs and you're answering the phone in the attic, which we have seen, you know, some of our customers started out doing that when we first started talking to them. You know, they're in the attic and they're answering their phone because they got to get that next job. And you've got to do this stuff yourself at home after you get done from working. That's fine. These are the things that you want to look at. If you're using one of the builders, a Wix builder, a GoDaddy builder, most of them have little tools. I haven't used one of those things in a long time. I never have used one, but I've seen them from time to time because we've taken over websites for clients that had them, or we work with nonprofits occasionally, you know, as being good stewards in the community, and they'll have something like that. And they're going to have some kind of an SEO functionality in there, and it's going to have a lot of this stuff. If it doesn't have all of it, don't worry about it. It's not the end of the world. I mean, the ones that you really want to make sure is that you're targeting a keyword that is something people are searching for. And if you don't have the time or resources or desire to get something like SEMrush, or I think SEO Surfer is another one that does this. I think Bright Local does it as well. Don't worry about it. Go to Google Trends. Look at the Google Trends, what people are searching for in your area. Find a listing of like 5 keywords or something like that. And then if you already have a website and it has some pages already, try to optimize those first 5 pages on your website, the about us, the services, things, whatever. Try to optimize those for a particular keyword. They really should be optimized for a keyword. Those first 5 keywords that you can find, if you don't have rank math and low hanging fruit, stuff like that, still do Google Trends and try to do it for that. If you're doing PPC and if you're doing it yourself, I can tell you, go in, learn about negative keywords and stay on top of them. I can't tell you how many times I have worked with clients that they say, well, we started this pay-per-click campaign. We did it ourselves and it was killing it. Knocking it out of the park at the beginning of the, and then just gradually it just stopped working. And we couldn't figure out why. Well, the reason is they kept showing your ad for stuff like Toyota. Well, I shouldn't say the reason is there's a lot of different reasons that it could happen, but a common reason that this happens is it started showing ads for Toyota. People started clicking ads for Toyota AC repair, Ford AC repair. You didn't tell them that you didn't want to search for that. A lot of people are searching for, you know, car AC repair, probably as many as there's more people that own cars than own homes. And so I think, I don't know, it seems logical. I'm not sure that's a correct demo. I should say there are, but it seems like there would be. Just about everybody's got a car, but not everybody owns a home. And they're saying, oh yeah, okay, these guys might do that. Cause remember, as smart as the algorithm is, it's still an algorithm. It's still artificial intelligence. And as smart as AI is getting, some things it's just really still not that good at. And so you got to stay on top of them. You got to get those negative keywords in there. Make sure they're not showing you for automotive, for jobs, if you're not trying to hire anybody, for DIY, for certification, and then, you know, for your competitors, I would recommend. One thing that we've talked about, and I'll probably talk about this in another podcast, but branded searches, which is somebody searching for you by name. Typically, when we first start working with a customer, we're going to do a bunch of other stuff that's not search. It's going to be like display advertising, and we're going to talk to them about getting like really noticeable vehicles and things like that. And you can look back at some of the other podcasts, and I'll probably do some more coming forward. And just, you know, getting that top of mind awareness. When you're first starting out with PPC, I would say go ahead and use your business name as a keyword, because it's not going to cost you that much to compete for it. And so that when people come up, you're up there at the top of the listing until you've got your organic good enough that you own that search engine results page. When somebody types your name, your Facebook's on there, your Google Business Profile is on there, like 5 different pages on your site, your Better Business Bureau, your Yelp, your, you know, everything, like, you know, your local Chamber of Commerce, whatever, all the different things that have links to your website should be there. And it should basically fill out the entire page. Once that's done, then we'll put your business name as a negative keyword in there as well, because then that opens it up to getting more AC repair near me clicks. And, you know, that's most likely a new client that's never done business with you, and they're looking for a company to do it. And that brings on a new customer. And then you've got a lifetime value of a customer, which we'll probably talk about at some point as well. I can't remember if we've done the podcast on that or not, But yeah, you look at a lifetime value of a customer. So you do an AC repair, and then 5 years down the road, you do an AC. Maybe you do a couple more repairs in that 5 years. Then you do a replacement, and then, you know, then you've got a service contract that lasts for 7 or 8 years or 10 years or whatever the life of the unit is. And you could be looking at the value of that customer as being, I don't know, $5,000 to $7,000, something like that, depending on the size of the unit. Cause obviously that replacement is a big, big chunk of what that lifetime value is. So if you can get that AC repair near me and get that customer in one time, that's a $7,000 value for a free or a very low cost click. And so that's the value of doing it. Just as a teaser, maybe I'll do this on one of my next podcasts. I remember reading lifetime value of a customer of Starbucks is $20,000. And so from the time somebody becomes a Starbucks coffee drinker, throughout their entire life, they're going to spend 20 grand at Starbucks, which to me explains why when you go to a major city like a Washington DC or a New York or Boston or something like that, there's a Starbucks on every corner. They got to make it easy for you to give them money so they can get their 20 grand out of you. So it can be surprising if you haven't done what your lifetime value of a customer is. I would definitely go out. You can Google it. There's a lot of different things out there that have formulas, for how to do it and to determine what your lifetime value is. So anyway, so that's kind of it. The meta stuff, the URL stuff, the image stuff, the content stuff, and then the header tags, which is kind of a subset of content. If you have questions on this, please call us. Give me a call. I've got a book that I wrote. That's kind of in front of the microphone, so it cut me off there. I've got a book I wrote called The HVAC Marketing Roadmap. My name's on the front there somewhere. My finger's probably covered up or something. There it is. There. Let's get on the phone. And if you want to, for us to go through your website and to talk to you about this, we'll take a look at it. It doesn't cost you anything. And we are experts. We can tell you if the site's working, not working. If you have a company like us that you're happy with and you're just on this to make sure that you're doing it and you look at their website and their website's, checking all these boxes, stay with them. We're not trying to take any business from anybody that's another business like us. And, we're small businesses too. And there's a lot of HVAC companies out there. So we can all kind of coexist. If they're not though, if your website is not actively generating phone calls and generating traffic, generating business for you, call us and, let us take a look at it and see if we can give you some tips as to what you can do or that we can onboard you. And like I said, all of our clients, we make more money for them than they pay us. And so, if I could give somebody, a dollar every month and they give me $5 back, why wouldn't I do that? It means, consistency for my business. It means that, we're going to have a happy and good relationship with our customers because we're making them money and we're helping them grow their business in the right way with the right kind of clients. That's what we want to do. So if you want to talk to me, HVACSEOPPC.com is the website. Our phone number is on there. You can call me and we'll sit down and talk about, we can get on a screen share and we can look at your website and kind of figure out what it's doing well, what it's not doing well. And maybe work together and help you, turn your company, double, triple, quadruple your profits. I mean, we've had customers we started working with that they're doing 2.5-3 times what they were when we first started working with them. And a lot of it is a result of the work that we were doing, so much so that a lot of the other advertising that they did, I know one company, they don't do anything, but they don't spend any money on advertising. Well, that's not true. I think they do a handful of billboards around town. Everything else is working with us, and man, we keep their phone ringing and we've helped them put a lot of trucks on the road and a lot more profit in their, in their business. So, we would love to help you do that with your company or HVAC company or home services company. So if you are out there Googling, how do I get customers for my HVAC business or how do I get customers for my HVAC business? Take a listen to this podcast. Thanks for listening, I should say, and give us a call and let us see what we can do for you. It's a Friday here. So I'm going to say have a good weekend, but have a good day and stay safe. And I look forward to doing another podcast and hearing from you. Thanks for listening.